VWA, W4NGU.
2K and 4VWA. You should not be talking to me. I may rub off on you. I'm Mr. Catastrophe this morning.
Hear about that one.
Came out this morning, and the daggone circuit breaker had tripped in the garage. We couldn't raise the garage door, and the freezer out in the garage had quit overnight. We managed to salvage some, but lost some. And then when I got the power fixed and the garage door would go up and down, the door was up, and I guess Sue just naturally thought, oh, force of habit, hit the button and raised the garage door. Well, she backed out into the bottom of the garage door with the back of her Cadillac. So now I got a garage door to repair, too. I'm having a wonderful day!
Well, how's our car?
Very minor scratches up at the very, very top. You never notice them.
To hear that. We've all had those kind of days.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, am I scratchy to you?
Got just a little bit of scratch. Talk a little bit more.
Okay, well, I noticed it last night that it had a little scratch in it. Must be the solar storms.
Just a little bit, Steve. The repeater's clear now. There's just a tiny bit on you. Nothing to be concerned about.
Okay. All right. Well, now, yeah, you cleared up nicely, too. All right. Well, so I'm full quieting. Good audio now?
Yep.
Good deal. Good deal. So, I get to come home, wash two Mustangs, go back and pick the dog up after I drop her off. I'm on the way to do that right now. And do all that and be down at Costco in Spartanburg by 12 o'clock.
Good. I'm going to work half a day at the office and then eat at Taco Casa. And then take my dad to the doctor. And then return a dress for my daughter to Macy's at Haywood Mall, and then mow my parents' grass, and then rest a little bit.
No, 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 no. No, that's not part of a qualified schedule, coming home and resting a little bit. Now, you know. No, no, no. I'm sure your better half will have some sort of honeydew for you when you get home.
Maybe. But, and I got some weed eating to do over there. But I'll get her done. It's supposed to be some on-off rain tomorrow. I hope not all day because I got some stuff I love to do in the yard. I need to mow my own grass if it doesn't get wet.
There's a 51% chance of rain at 10 a.m. and the rest of the day is clear. And here I just rode off. I got to fly Wednesday afternoon and Thursday afternoon. 2 days in a row. With perfect flights, it was great. And Dave, W4DJW, got a lot accomplished on his unit. And it was just two really, really nice days of flying, man. I'll tell you what, it was fun.
Repeater ready. I want to see it.
He's getting there pretty quick. And by the way, you do know that he's placing that. Well, we're doing testing on a big stick, and then he's got a really large airplane with a lot of wing so that it can loiter longer. It's called a Telemaster. So he's going to put that up there, doing all the testing on the big stick, or on the ugly stick, and it's working out. That thing goes up, and it goes and does exactly what he wants it to do.
But so you guys are not having many hard landings these days, I take it.
Listen, I figured out. Oh, and by the way, he got me started off pretty quick on a thing called a Bloody Wonder. It's not exactly a flying wing, but it does not have a rudder, and it does. It's just, you know, it's quite an interesting little piece of foam board that you build it. And I actually got out there yesterday, my skills have advanced enough to where I got it up, or rather, we got it up in the air, and then I flew it around a while, and, hey, it's still in one piece.
Always a good thing. I hate to see them go down. But how many have you got now?
Hang on a minute. In the air, and one under construction.
You can lose a few and and keep going.
No. Now, if you fly, you're going to auger in, and it just depends on how bad. So anyhow, yeah, it's fun. It's a blast. You ought to get out there with us, Bill. I guarantee you, I can have you in the air doing your thing without any issue.
Were you ever able to make any use of that controller or two and that motor and stuff I gave you?
I'm trying to remember what controller you gave me. Anyhow, I've got an old one that we could put you on. You don't have to worry about a radio, bud. I've got you a radio, a receiver, and we could put you on a trainer. You know, you'd spend just a little bit for a trainer, and we'll put you in the air for almost nothing.
Well, not just yet. I got several projects ahead of that. But I just wondered, and that was a nice motor that had never run before, so hopefully it's okay.
Well, I've got it, and it's at the house, but I've gone over to electric, pretty much entirely electric. Gas motors now are, they're fast becoming collector's items, put it that way.
Yeah, I'd go electric if I don't blame you a bit in that decision.
The thing is, you know, when I started back in this back earlier this year, I said, oh, no, I'm going to fly gas. I do a deal with that electric stuff. I don't know anything about it, blah, 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 blah. Well, hey, now that I've gone electric, I won't go back.
I understand. All right, brother, I'm parked, and I'll talk to you later. Enjoyed it. WD4, never give up. Listening for your final.
Get out this afternoon and start down to Takokasa. How about trying to raise me on the radio? Imagine that'll be about 12:30. Is that right?
Let me think. I'm thinking today that's going to be at quarter of 12. I'm running a real tight schedule. They moved his appointment up to 1:15. So I've got to eat and get to his house and get him to the medical center. So I'm thinking 11:45.
Okay. I'll try to hit you at exactly 12. How about that, Bubba?
To eat? What do you mean?
No. Uh-uh. I just thought I'd hit you on the radio and hit you with something else. Anyhow, go do your thing. Get in there. Be productive. And I will talk to you soon. KN4 VWA, clear.
W4NGU, clear.
Hey, I know that call sign. Why, wait a minute, nah, that's that guy out of North Carolina. Hey, Bob. Well, not the best start for the day. Thanks to my wife, I've got to repair my garage door. And I've also got to, I've moved a bunch of food that I was able to salvage from a freezer that quit on us overnight.
It's a Monday, not a Friday.
Yeah, well, it's getting close to Halloween. Freaky Friday! Listen, Bob, I gotta run in and drop this mutt of mine off at the groomer. I'll be back out in about 2 minutes, okay? So let me run in and do that, and I'll be right back. KN4 VWA, temporarily clear.
Alrighty, I'll just be mobile here. I'm on my way back to Tennessee to load up a trailer full of stuff. Indy 7J mobile.
Indy 7J,
KM4GWA. 7J mobile.
I hope your day is starting off better than my day, brother.
Like I said, I just got in the truck getting ready to head to Tennessee. I'm going to stop and get some push water here, and then I'm going to drive to Tennessee. My end is real scratchy today.
Beat me, I was down in a little bit of a hole. So what's fuel running up there these days?
I'm thinking it might be the repeater. I'm not sure.
Hey, it's me. I'm up. I was down in a little hole. Can you hear me now?
Do you have the 247-285 on your radio?
Well, okay, give me that. Give me that again.
147-285.
Is that Glassy Mountain?
I'm not copying you hardly at all.
147-285.
Yeah, I'm on that one on the other side of the radio, so give that one a try if you want.
In the world, the first astronaut who lived simply for their own nature's pleasure, regarding man as nature as common materials, because